Jane Carter at the beginning. Yet here you are. And we are definitely talking around parking. But first things first. Apparently garments are important. I love it. Right? Because I'm not sure. I was thinking that maybe I need to go with some kind of Louis Vuitton. Ralph Lauren or Boston Max. Because it's apparent from a reading that it's all about style or substance. Right? We've been invited to a feast. And it makes sense that appearance is important because God's a strong believer in judging a book by its cover, right? I mean, it must be true because we as a society tend to judge books by their covers. And we only do what God asks. So it must be true. In our readings, talk about this banquet. People that are invited, those that come, and they talk about the garments that are being worn. Now, we've all been invited to this celebration. God talks about these garments, and is he really talking about our clothing? Of course not. It is not now or has it ever been about style or substance with our world. He's much more concerned about who you are than what you look like. But here's the problem. For way too many of us, and for our society, we tend to judge based on appearance. Magazines harp on it. TV teaches it. Society in general says it's all about how you look, not who you are. The wedding garment that's being referred to is not actual cloth. It's the grace that God's given us all. And I want you to look at that as something that's been given to us to help us deal with our shortcomings, our sins, those areas that we're just not quite meeting up where we need to be. So not only have we received the standing invitation to this party, we've been told and given what to wear. We've been given instructions on how to get there, and we've been given a guide to take us there. And if you buy into this now, sounding like an infomercial, we're going to throw in some sacraments to help you along the way. So, we've been given everything. Why in the world aren't people taking advantage of this? Well, it's because, again, society has us buying into things that don't match up with what we're being taught. We tend to believe that we know what's best for us. We become materialistic, self-gratifying, self-serving. There's times that we as a society become downright mean. We look at others that don't look like us, don't act like us, don't talk like us, who don't put us on the pedestal that we feel that we should be on, and we look at them as being not as good as us. I want you to think about something for just a sec, because it's something that I had trouble wrapping my head around. If you think back to the massacre in Las Vegas, all those people that died, all those people that were murdered, and the murderer himself, God loved them all equally. All of them, including the murderer, were invited to the banquet. God doesn't look at us differently. He loves us all, but it hurts him when we refuse to accept this invitation. So what we do is we have to prepare ourselves each and every day for this party, this celebration. We need to be the servants spoken of in the gospel that went out and talked about, that went out and invited others, told them about this great party, come out and champion if you like. We need to be those people that prepare for it every day, not just on Sundays, only to go back out the rest of the week, acting like those that felt that they're farming their business from one part. We need to help others prepare and live for this banquet, right? We're a family. saints on earth. Because if that does, if that is what it means, I fear many of us will fail miserably. All it means is that we need to prepare ourselves and others the best we can, and then let God take care of the rest. We need to prepare our garments, though being ourselves, to be as clean as white as can be. And we do that through our active participation in Mass, like we're doing right now, in the sacraments, in confession. Folks, the Eucharist and confession are like the Clorox and OxyClean of our garments. If you haven't taken part in them in a while, you should. We have a standing invitation to be banquet of our eternal lives. And we have been given all the resources in heaven and by the church to prepare for it. So let's do that. Let's be there for each other and prepare for this banquet, because I'm telling you, it is going to be one heck of a party. And I want all of us to be there together.